and the Pope yesterday received the bishops of Slovenia, who are in Rome for the ad limina visit. Chris Altieri reports.
In remarks to the bishops, the Holy Father recalled some of the many changes Slovenian society has undergone since 2001, when last the bishops were in Rome to visit the threshold of the apostles. In April of 2004, Slovenia entered the European Union. Slovenia currently holds the European Union's revolving presidency. Pope Benedict recalled how the bishops sent a pastoral letter to all the faithful of Slovenia on occasion of the country's entrance into the EU. The Pope praised the letter's insistence on the need to preserve the Christian roots of Europe's commitment to respecting the dignity of the human person if Europe is to remain and continue to become ever more a land of peace. Pope Benedict said there are different kinds of humanism, and the different humanisms are not morally equivalent. A given society's decision to adopt one or another vision of the human person will have consequences for that society's attempts to order its civic life. Different, and perhaps even more insidious than Marxism, said Pope Benedict, Western-style secularism presents signs that cannot but be cause for worry. The Holy Father said the unbridled pursuit of material goods, the decline in birth rates, and the drop in religious observance are just a few of the problems secularism has brought to Slovenian society, and the Church has been for some time and in different ways engaged in countering secularism's effects in the country. Pope Benedict said pastors have the duty to show Christians the path that leads to life so that the faithful can be salt and light in society. I'm Chris Altieri.